Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is coming out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
High Court Judge President Justice George Chiweshe reserves to tomorrow the ruling in the matter in which President Robert Mugabe is seeking to be excused from complying with a court order compelling him to proclaim deaths for three Matabeleland by-elections.
Three top African lawyers groups say they are concerned at what they term ongoing attempts to intimidate High Court Judge Justice Charles Hungwe after he issued an order to free lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa, saying this points to an escalating rule of law crisis in the country.
This attack has been orchestrated in order to intimidate Judge Hungwe following the order that he gave after the arrest of human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa, and this constitutes a threat to the independence of the judiciary.
And Zimbabwe Defence Forces Commander Constantine Chiwenga tells war veterans and senior military officers in Mashingo to campaign for a ZANU-PF victory in elections expected sometime this year in exchange for more land, as the Tsvangirai MDC calls for immediate security sector reforms.
We had several meetings with the general, and as war veterans, we are happy with the meetings we have held so far. We went to Chired, Chiwi, and other parts of the province. The message he was telling us was clear, that we have to campaign for our party.
High Court Judge Justice President George Chiweshe today reserved to tomorrow the ruling in the matter in which President Robert Mugabe is seeking to be excused from complying with a court order that compels him to proclaim deaths for three Matabeleland by-elections by end of March. The judge president reserved his ruling after hearing submissions from President Mugabe's lawyer, Advocate Prince Machaya, the Deputy Attorney General, and Advocate Tabani Mpofu and Tawanda Juarara, the attorneys representing the three legislators, Abednego Bebe, Njabuliso Mguni, and Nomen Mpofu, who want their vacant constituencies filled through by-elections. All three are former lawmakers from the MDC formation led by Industry Minister Wost Mengube. Last month, President Robert Mugabe filed an urgent chamber application in the High Court seeking to be excused from complying with a court order that forces him to proclaim dates for by-elections in the three constituencies by the end of March. The 31 March deadline was set by Justice Chiweshe in October last year at the request of President Mugabe, who had said he could call for general elections by the end of March. But he now wants more time to proclaim the dates for harmonized elections on or before 29 June 2013. But the three legislators want Mr. Mugabe to comply with the court order by gazetting dates for the by-elections in their constituencies, which have been deprived of parliamentary representation.
Three top African lawyers groups say they are concerned that ongoing attempts to intimidate Zimbabwe High Court Judge Justice Hungwe, who recently ordered the release of a prominent Zimbabwean lawyer, point to an escalating rule of law crisis in the country. The Pan-African Lawyers Union, Southern African Development Community Lawyers Association, and Southern African Litigation Center say the state is now conducting a campaign of vilification of the judge through the state media and aligned outlets. Nicole Fritz of the Litigation Center says the three organizations believe that the attacks are intended to intimidate Justice Hungwe and other judges against making rulings against the executive arm of the government. Fritz tells Studio 7 that the independence and integrity of the judiciary is threatened when individual judges are subjected to what she says are unwarranted attacks by state-aligned entities.
We believe that this attack has been orchestrated in order to intimidate Judge Hungwe following the order that he gave after the arrest of human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa. He was the judge who initially ordered her release. That order was ignored for over a week until she was granted bail. But we believe that that order, together with his having granted search warrants requested by the Anti-Corruption Commission, has meant that he has won disfavor from state entities. And as such, he is being intimidated and persecuted. And this constitutes a threat to the independence of the judiciary and to rule of law in Zimbabwe. And for that reason, we are very concerned.
So now, do you think that Zimbabwe is slowly sliding into chaos?
Obviously, what is particularly alarming is that I think many observers are hoping that, Zimbabwe, in fact, is moving out of a situation of crisis. It has just had the constitutional referendum. One is looking towards elections. But I think looking at the arrests of, various prominent human rights defenders, notably people like Beatrice Motshekga, persecution of, people like Justina Makoko, now following on from that, persecution of the judges themselves, those who constitute the judiciary are, and are intended to be a check on, the executive abuse. I think that this is particularly worrying given the period that Zimbabwe is about to enter.
That was Nicole Fritz of the Southern Africa Litigation Center speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg. The state-controlled media started targeting Justice Ungwe days after he ordered searches at the offices of three ZANU-PF ministers suspected of being involved in shared deals. He also ordered the release of prominent human rights lawyer Beatrice Motshekga. The state-aligned media entities have dusted a decades-old case in which the judge is said to have failed to sentence a 55-year-old man convicted in 2003 of robbery and murder charges after he allegedly lost his court records. The judge was described in a 2009 leaked United States cable as perhaps Zimbabwe's most independent judge.